Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Dad. How are you?
All right. So we shanked it with the weather the other day at Valley Road. We'll get to that game in a sec, but let's start off with the games. Now, Stuart McSwain is out.
He is out of the Com Games, yeah. He announced it on his Instagram yesterday morning. He was due to compete in the 1,500 metres, I think it was overnight. But unfortunately, after the World Championships, he contracted the flu. So I'm not sure how much more bad luck this bloke can have. Obviously, he had the long COVID and did well to shake all that off to get back and racing again. And unfortunately, yeah, had to pull out of Birmingham, which is absolutely devastating for him. So I've got a feel for the bloke. He's had a really horror run at it.
Yeah, that's bad luck. The swimming's over now, and what a medal tally. Amazing.
Quite extraordinary, isn't it? And really pushed and helped along by our own Ariane Titmus, who could not have gone worse. He just did it all, and four gold medals was outstanding. Of course, the 200, the 400, and the 800, and then the relay as well. So she is just an absolute star. Obviously, probably a little bit criticised for missing the World Championships and to focus on the Com Games, but obviously that decision has paid off in spades, claiming every gold medal possible that was on offer to us. So she goes and has a well-earned break now. We mentioned Georgia Baker the other day, a couple of gold medals for her. But as I said to you the other night, Joan, it's hard to break down the Commonwealth Games and talk about it because it's not like the Olympics where gold, silver and bronze are really hard to come by. We dominate the Commonwealth Games and 50 gold medals, 41 silver and 39 bronze for a total of 130. There's stories left, right and centre, so we could sit here actually all day and talk about the Commonwealth Games and we don't have the time.
Yeah, well, one thing I have noticed, I mean, we were expected to dominate swimming, that's a given, but we're doing much better in track and field than previously, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one area that obviously we could probably improve on if he needs to go by. Rowan Browning, of course, was in the 100-metre final yesterday morning and finished sixth, I think it was, but to even have someone in that race is really exciting. And, you're right, it's a growing area that we're working on really well.
Yeah, all right, so only a few days left now of the game. So when does it wrap up? Is it Monday?
Monday, I think, is the last day. Or that's when the closing ceremony is, I think, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's go to footy. What a game tonight, Melbourne-Collingwood.
Yeah, absolutely. And is this where Collingwood's bubble bursts, do you think? After 10 wins, probably going to be tough for them, you'd think. But the way they're playing at the moment, you'd probably say this game's going to go right down to the wire because that's what has been happening for Collingwood games of late. But their record too over Melbourne is pretty good. I looked at that yesterday and I think Melbourne's only won one out of their last probably seven or eight against the Pies. So they're a bit of a bogey team. But I reckon tonight might be the night where Melbourne get the job done and the Collingwood streak comes to an end.
I agree. I'm tipping the Demons and a couple of Tassie boys in action tonight. Ben Brown back for Melbourne and my check for Collingwood as well. There's footy on at UTAS tomorrow, Hawks against Gold Coast.
Yeah, there is, which is going to be good. Hard to pick a winner in this one again. Hawthorn, obviously, their form at UTAS is pretty good. Gold Coast have been, have had an improved season, it's fair to say. So it's tough. They get Ellis back as well, and Davies, who I really like as a footballer for Gold Coast. So I might sit them tomorrow, I think.
Okay. So for people going, I think it's a 1:45 start at UTAS tomorrow. Right, what about Buddy to Brisbane?
Buddy to Brisbane. I haven't heard this rumour. That's the first I've heard of this. What can you tell me?
Okay, well, it's in our news this morning. Some guy that we've got doing the AFL reporting from Melbourne has said that Buddy wants out of Sydney. His wife's parents live on the Gold Coast, that they want to move to the Gold Coast. And he's saying that this is on, right? He's saying it's definitely on. And they've just got to strike a deal with the Swans because he's got 1 year left, I think, on his deal, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he might be out.
Okay, yeah. So his 9 years is up after this season. Anyway, that makes it even more likeable then. He wants to move to the Gold Coast wants to play for Brisbane.
Okay.
And they had talks with his management this week, apparently.
be some sort of forward line with Joe Danaher and Eric Hipwood and Lance Franklin all running around together.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. We'll keep an eye on that one. That's big news, if true.
It's big news, yeah. I'm hoping it is true. Anyway, we'll see what happens by the end of the day. All right, let's go to TSL. What's going on there?
Yeah, look, the top four is starting to sort itself out. So the game you want to keep an eye on this weekend is probably North Hobart-Lauderdale. If Lauderdale can win that, it makes it pretty difficult for North Launceston, I would have thought, to crack into the finals. So that's probably the game of the round that we need to keep a close eye on, because the top four is pretty set with Lonnie likely to finish on top, Tigers second and Clarence third. So it's really that fourth spot we've got to keep an eye on.
Righto then. Now, what a night, Wednesday night at Valley Road for the Strikers and Wellington Phoenix. So we lost 4-0. It was expected that, you know, Wellington would win. They're an A-League, you know, top four team. But I thought Strikers, well, they missed a few chances in the first 5 minutes, could have changed the game.
Well, that's exactly what Tom Ballantyne, the coach, said to us after the game. You know, it's a game of momentum, isn't it, and shifts and things like that. If they'd have got a goal early, it would have put the Phoenix on the back foot, and we could be talking about a different result. But it wasn't to be, and you know, they were outstanding after half time, weren't they? Particularly the Phoenix, a flurry of goals, got the 4 win in the end. But what that experience will do for the Strikers players, you know, it'll be amazing for them moving forward, won't it? Because you know, not every day you get to play an A-League team, as Kieran Mulroney, the captain, said after the game too. You know, it's hard enough qualifying for that tournament, let alone drawing an A-League club at home. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity probably for these guys, and I'm sure they made the most of it.
Yeah, and we got lucky with the weather too. I thought it was going to hail down on us, but it sort of cleared off and we just had a few light drizzles through the game. Good crowd, good atmosphere. Well done, Devonport Strikers. All right, let's go to NBL 1. So we've got Sandringham in Tassie this weekend to play our three teams.
Yeah, big
four teams.
They're fourth on the ladder at the moment, so they're a very good team. 13 wins, 6 losses for the season, so that'll give the Chargers in particular, I guess, a good indication of how they're tracking heading into the finals. They're still top of the table at the moment, 16 wins, 4 losses. But I think Harry Froehlich's out for the Chargers too, which is a big loss. He got a concussion, I think, so that's difficult for them. But the Thunder, we know they've just got to keep winning. They're currently on the 10 wins, 10 losses, but still in the mix of finals. So a big game for them, particularly this weekend.
Yeah, so Saturday night at Ulverston for Thunder, last home game before playoffs. And if they win, will they stay alive? So 7:30 tip-off. We want a sell-out crowd at Ulverston tomorrow night. All right, mate, thank you for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight. Oh, Waterboys tomorrow. Who's on?
Oh, yeah. Big, big, big show tomorrow. Get around us from 10 a.m. We've got superstars left, right and centre. Ricky Ponty is going to join us, which we're looking forward to. And we've got bottles of personally signed Ponting wine to give away. Oh,
now, I've heard about this.
that's worth listening just on its own to try and win a couple of bottles of Ricky's wine. Also, we've got the superstar himself, Peter Hudson, joining us.
Wow.
At that Hawthorn game. They're paying tribute to Hutto tomorrow at the game as a legend of the club. So we're talking to Hutto. Also, the Gold Coast Suns general manager of football, Wayne Campbell, will join us. And also, Danny Pickett from the Northern Hawks at the State Netball Grand Final this weekend. Northern Hawks taking on Cripps. So I'll preview that with Danny as well.
Beautiful. All right. That's on tomorrow, the Waterboys from 10 o'clock, straight after Martin's Saturday Sports Show from 8 o'clock. Thanks, mate. And WinTV tonight from 5:30. Catch you then.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.